On Saturday, December 8th, the Holiday Starlight Parade will be coming down Market Street to the waterfront beginning at 6 p.m. At 7 p.m., the Lighted Boat Parade begins on the Tennessee River. I visited the boat that will lead the parade and spoke with Marty Purrier. Christmas lights were laid out on the dock, ready to adorn the boat. We're out here actually on the water as your crew is decorating your boat for the holiday boat parade.
Chattanooga Presents decided to move the boat parade this year, so it's this Saturday night. It'll coincide with the land parade. It all kind of meet there at the waterfront. We lead the parade. Captain Bart Schubert, our captain and the dockmaster for the waterfront, will lead the parade. He's kind of in charge of coordinating. Then we'll gather up around the C.B. Robinson Bridge, and we'll start getting everybody lined up. Usually there's anywhere from 30 to 50 boats. It looks like we're going to have good weather, so we think we'll have a big turnout. We'll get everybody lined up, and then we'll start leading the parade down the river. We try to hit the Walnut Street Bridge about 7 o'clock, and we'll come down and make about 2 to 3 passes underneath the old jetty, back under the Market Street Bridge, and back around about 2 to 3 times, run by the pier, let everybody on land see us. First thing we do is we put these big lighted Marine Max signs on each side, and then the guys here are working on icicle lights now. They've gone around the bow rail and coming all the way around the boat, and then I think, guys, what will we do next? We'll go around the top with the colored icicles, and then I think we'll probably do some rope lights kind of around the bridge up there. We'll have it decorated and lit up, and I tell you, you will see some boats that are really decorated up. One of the folks up here showed me a picture of his, and he's got the reindeer and everything, so we'll try to tastefully decorate ours. We also have a good time. We make a party out of it for our staff and their spouses or significant others and girlfriends, boyfriends, whatever. And once we make the passes, then what we'll do is we'll peel off, get our boat docked or wrapped it up with another boat, and everybody gets a spot and wait for the fireworks show. So we should have a nice big fireworks show going off from Renaissance Park. So everybody have a great view, whether you're on the boat or on the land, either one.
How many years has this lighted parade been going on?
32 years. It's something I think everybody enjoys doing. And for those that have reservations for the boats down here, they pull in. They just make a weekend downtown of it. So it gets everybody in the spirit. We're looking forward to it. It's a lot of fun. And I think what's good this year, it gets the land parade and the boat parade together. Should be a large crowd downtown for it, especially with fireworks. Everybody loves to see fireworks.
And when it comes to the size of the boats, are there any restrictions?
No restrictions at all. The boat we'll be using is 47 feet long. We've had anything from 60 and 80 foot houseboats to a 26 foot cruiser. And then somewhere paddling out there in the middle of us, you'll see Santa in a kayak or something paddling around all lit up. So, and we hope they're lit up, especially if any of your listeners out there are going to bring their kayaks or canoes, please have some lights on them so we can see you.
When it comes to lighting the boats, I see you're stringing what appears to be just regular indoor-outdoor lights, just like people would put on their house. Mm-hmm. Does that make a difference in the power requirements in the boat?
Not really, because most of everything we use is not much different than you put on your Christmas tree at home. It doesn't tax the generator at all when we're out running.
How many years have you participated personally?
I have been here since Marine Max started the waterfront opening, so that would be 7.5 years. May of 2005 is when the waterfront opened up. That next boat parade was my first one to participate in.
Mind if I talk to these guys?
Please do.
Okay.
Greg Poe.
And Greg, you work with Marine Max?
Yes, I sure do. Getting ready for the lights on the water.
You're decorating a boat. How often do you get to do that?
Once a year.
And what goes into design? Is it a group decision?
Pretty much. We're trying to decide now whether we want them all twinkling, half the boat twinkling, or none. I think I won that I want them twinkling, so I've got to go find some more red-tip bulbs to put in there so they all twinkle.
The lights don't stay on the boats for very long. This is just for the parade.
Just for the parade, then we'll take everything up, store it away, and get ready for next year.
How many times have you ridden in this boat parade?
Be my third year. It's awesome. The kids, before I started working for Marine Max, was able to watch it from the shore. Now I get to be on the boats and see the people on the shore. So it's been quite a change, and it's fun. My daughter's been looking forward to it. She's been wanting to come down and help us decorate and wanted me to purchase a big blow-up Santa to be on front. But maybe we'll have maybe a real Santa this year.
I've heard that some people include reindeer and animated figures and all sorts of things going on.
All sorts of things going on. Animated figures, the boats with lights that make it look animated. So, yes, there'll be all different types of animation going on.
And, of course, you get front row seat to the fireworks as well.
That is correct. You can't be any better than being on the water for the fireworks.
Do boats have to pre-register for this, or can anyone just show up?
Anybody show up. Get in line. Captain Bart, our captain, will be leading the parade. We'll monitor Channel 16 on the marine radio and get everybody in line and take off.
The Lighted Boat Parade is Saturday, December 8th on the Tennessee River. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.